In the immortal words of Joey Russo, whoa. All right, everybody, welcome back once again to Decomposition Podcast, where we hyper-analyze all of your favorite terrible songs. My name is Brad, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Katie. Katie, how are you doing today?
Doing great today.
So today we have a very special episode.
That kind of reminds me of, like, an after-school special.
The idea that we have a very special episode
in a very special episode of Decomposition.
I'm just hoping that we can all learn a lesson from today's episode, much like we would an after-school special. So today, we get to dig a little bit into the backstory of my co-host, Katie. We get to get your origin story, essentially. Your first attempt to love terrible music.
Yes.
Today we are going to be discussing the 1993 album and Katie's first music purchase or ownership.
I think I bought those CDs with my own 11-year-old money.
All right. The self-titled album from former heartthrob Joey Lawrence. Released in 1993, he was 17 years old when it came out. It sold 2 million copies and spawned three singles, the biggest of which was titled Nothing My Love Can't Fix. Then he followed it up with the songs I Can't Help Myself and the love ballad Stay Forever. Katie, you said you wanted to start off by saying something directly to Mr. Lawrence.
Right. So, Joey Lawrence, if you're listening.
You are.
I really apologize for the way that I've talked about your CD in the past, and not just in relation to Decomposition, but really for the last, 23 or 24 years of my life.
What did you used to say about Joey Lawrence's album?
I've always cited this CD as kind of a funny indication of my poor taste in music as an 11-year-old girl. And I even did that in our intro episode of Decomposition, which is what inspired you to suggest that you and I sit down and talk about, you know, at least one or two of the songs off that album. And then we listened to all three of these singles.
Like ad nauseum. We have been listening to these songs like all week long.
Yeah, a lot. And I immediately remembered basically all of the lyrics and I'm completely on board. I think they're great. I think they're great songs for what they are.
Yeah, that's an important thing to keep in mind with these. Like, they're for what they are, which is basically marketed towards, like, teenage pop. Like,
market.
Preteen girls, basically, like, that were already in love with Joey Lawrence.
Right. It was an album written to please preteen and teenage girls who were already, you know, watching Blossom and loved Joey Russo and just wanted to see Joey Lawrence do something, fun and poppy. And honestly, I now think that Joey Lawrence was robbed. If these songs had been given to like a boy band he was a part of, I think they would have exploded.
They're not poorly written songs.
No.
They are, I mean, they're trite, but they're not like, you don't come across like cringeworthy lyrics.
No, I mean, songs. I'm not reading them like we've read so many other lyrics recently and saying, oh, this doesn't make any sense at all. What was the writer doing? This is so careless. I mean, they're simple, poppy love songs. And
yeah, absolutely.
Although, as you said, they might be a little trite. They're not poorly done and they make sense.
No, I think, honestly, I think we could re-record Stay Forever with like real instruments and it would sound great.
Yeah.
I think like, You throw an acoustic guitar and like a natural piano sound in there, and it would sound great.
Yeah,
like,
that's not a bad song.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with the big one. Let's start with the first hit song off of this, the only real legit hit song off this album, but the one that premiered after an episode of Blossom in 1993, Nothing My Love Can't Fix. It reached number 10 on the Billboard Top 40, and number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100.
And on the album cover, just so everybody knows, it's Joey Lawrence in a vest, like a 90s era looking pattern vest.
Was he wearing anything underneath that?
No shirt underneath.
No shirt underneath that. Just like chiseled pecs, yes, basically.
Very muscular young man.
17-year-old chiseled pecs, because they had to hypersexualize this underage teen actor.
Yeah, that's the creepy thing about all of these songs, because we watched the video. It's my only problem with them is like the creepy sexualization
there
of
is
the young Joey Lawrence.
So much crotch in this video. It's like just a close up, like mm-hmm. in between his legs while he's like sitting on scaffolding, like mm-hmm. wiggling or dancing or whatever he's
yes.
doing there.
Yes.
So this is considered a New Jack Swing song, which is a genre,
mm-hmm.
A subgenre, really, joining the ranks of Belle Biv DeVoe and Boys to Men and all of that Motown Philly style. But Katie, I want to ask you, what was it that caused you to purchase this album?
I saw the video after an episode of Blossom.
So it was after you heard the song, you were like, I have to
have this.
Were you a big Joey Russo fan?
Loved Joey Russo, loved Blossom, wanted to be Blossom's best friend 6. I was all on board for everything Blossom related.
The hats.
And I had those hats. This is not a joke.
Where are they now?
I have no idea. You know, like the little floppy hats with a flower in the middle. On board, patterned leggings, the whole thing. So I distinctly remember when this was premiering after an episode of Blossom being genuinely excited to see the video and see like what Joey Lawrence was doing outside of, you know, acting in this TV show. And I was blown away. I was frankly blown away, needed to buy the CD.
He is quoted as saying that music is his true passion.
He's a great singer.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good voice. My only gripe, and if you listen to these songs, he has that like weird breathing after every single line that's like, ha.
I'm going to go ahead and defend it, though.
Okay.
It's a little bit the style of the time. And he was only 16 when they recorded the album, and so I blame the vocal coach. Somebody should have been coaching him out of that bad habit. The voice is good.
Somebody should have done that. Now I will never unhear that when I inevitably listen to all these songs again over the course of the next several decades.
If I still had the CD, I think I'd put it on and listen to it.
Oh, yeah. I would have that on at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
it's
I would
fun.
Have that on at a party. Now, in the interest of time, was there anything in particular to the lyrics of Nothing My Love Can't Fix that, like, stood out to you?
Okay, I mean, we're here to do decomposition, right?
Right,
so I'm
sure.
Not just going to be all flowers and roses and I love these songs completely, because this one's a little bit problematic.
Sure.
There's the repetition of, like, huh, 1, 2, 3,
oh, I
four.
Love it when he does that in, like, a terrible way. Like, when he, oh, girl, like,
yeah.
He'll throw that in there.
So there's a lot of silly 90s talking going on.
Because baby,
song.
My love is true. Break it. He says, break it. Like you're 17, Holmes. Like, just chill. Like,
yeah.
You're not breaking anything.
And then there's like the rap section.
Okay, we need to put the brakes on for a second, because I like the rap section is nutso. But I want to talk a little bit about the video. Like, this guy is, I think he's trying to be Marky Mark.
Right. I think they're marketing him as Marky Mark.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Just like Philly's version of Marky Mark.
Yes.
He is repping Philly hard in this video.
Yes.
He's got the Eagles hat. He's got this like oversized Eagles jacket, nothing on underneath.
He has some sports jersey on at some point, which must be a Philly team.
It's probably just the Phillies. I don't remember offhand, but
I don't even
guess,
know what the Phillies
it's
are.
It's not the 76ers.
Okay, I have no idea what any of these things are.
Well,
I don't know what sport we're talking about. I'm lost.
We're talking about sports. This is not our forte.
But yes, and in fact, there's a Philly line.
Yeah.
In the song.
Oh, during the rap.
Yes. Can
okay.
I say it now?
Let's, can I just want to preface this line because I love it. I absolutely love it. But it's not in the single. It must be like an extended album version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the single, when we're watching the video, it cuts off right before that line. That's where it like fades out. So it goes into it, and I'm jumping to the end of the song. But it fades out on the line, "We were meant, girl, me and you." And then that's where the video ends. Can you just tell us where it goes from here?
I really hope we're talking about the same part, but I'm looking at where it says...
At the end of the song?
Something like, "You're acting like I smell like the zoo."
Yes.
The Philly Zoo, to be exact.
Yes. There's a whole thing there. So the video cuts out at "We were meant, girl, me and you." And then it continues, and I wish you had this CD so we could get some proof on this. It says, "But lately you've been acting like I smell like a zoo. Philly Zoo, to be exact. And hey, Philly's my origin, as a matter of fact. But let's get back to the subject at hand. Baby, baby, baby. Ooh, you is back in demand. When I look at you, girl, my heart goes right into a whirl. And I gotta say about the situation, ooh, 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 yeah, there's nothing my love can't fix." That's how this song ends.
And it is with good reason
I can,
that
completely
they cut
understand.
All of that out of the single.
Yeah, absolutely. It also like drifts from the point of the song. When he gets into the zoo and Philly mm-hmm. being his origin, and then says, "But I've gotten off track. Let's just bring it right back to..."
If in the lyrics of your own song, you have to say that you've gotten off track, something's gone awry.
I hope that he was just like spitballing. Like just freestyling. He was in some sort of 1993 New Jack Swing rap battle that just got recorded. But yeah, that's outstanding. Again, with the video, another thing that I forgot to mention before, I love this scene where he's playing football on the beach with his crew, with his version of the Funky Bunch, which I dubbed in my head the Dumpy Bunch.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's not nice. I'm not nice. That's
but they're
fine.
They're cute. There's
nothing
wrong with them.
I have no idea
them.
What any of them look like, to be honest with
they're
you.
They're adorable.
But he's playing football just against a bunch of like young women who I think are actually older than he is. They look like they're in their early 20s.
They probably are like models in their early 20s.
But I felt like they just included that just to show Joey Lawrence like just beating all these girls at football.
I thought it was like, "Joey Lawrence, ladies man, having fun with babes, having a good time.
Not letting them participate in football." So, but this video was a delight to watch.
Oh, the roller skating dancer is amazing. His flannel shirt collection, but no shirt to wear underneath, also excellent. I just see everything he's wearing in the video, and I think that is so 90s, and it's a delight.
It is an absolute delight. His sometimes he's just rolling with like the wife beater, nothing else.
Yes. But all three videos, I think, feature wife beaters. Or maybe two out of three, I'm not sure. But they're really big on putting him in a wife beater.
Well, speaking of the other videos, can we move on to I Can't Help Myself?
Yes,
which,
I'm ready.
If I recall correctly, you mentioned that like this is the song that you remember most. This is the one that like, yeah, I don't know. Was this your favorite on the album? Or
Maybe it is a favorite. I'm not sure. Now that we've listened to all three so many times,
they're all neck and neck.
They're neck and neck, and I remember them all very clearly. But I wrote down, this is not a bad song, and I
no.
really stick to that.
No, it's just a catchy little upbeat pop number, you mm-hmm. know, major key. It's, you know, got a sing-along chorus going on. I do like in the video that both of his younger brothers are featured.
I think that's adorable. They give the peace sign.
They do give the peace sign. They're all just hanging out in the recording studio together. I want to point out the shots of Joey Lawrence. Like they have the typical scene of him like singing into the microphone, like as if like they're catching the recording of this song on
yes.
tape. And it's mostly him dancing with a microphone stand.
Yes.
He was never really known as a dancer.
Right. And whoever did the minimal choreography for this video really did Joey Lawrence wrong. They have him, like, doing some weird dance moves with the microphone stand and then like constantly doing pelvic thrusts.
More and crotch. More like, J-Law it's crotch. Just
his crotch coming at the camera. That sounded
gross.
Gross. I apologize. And then in one part, he does like a very feminine genie move.
That's the Xtina.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I think Christina Aguilera learned her dance move for Genie in a Bottle from this video, but it's weird on Joey Lawrence.
This lyrically, again, as we've said so many times at this point, like, it's almost surprising to me that it's not bad.
Yeah. In fact, there's only one lyric that I have a problem with. Should I share
in this
it?
Song? Yeah, go for it.
There's one lyric that makes me think, you know, a middle-aged man wrote this, or a middle-aged woman, because he says something about a new affair.
Oh, yeah. He did have a hand in writing Nothing My Love Can't Fix. He did not write this song at all. This song was written for him.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the new affair line here.
Was that the rhyme scheme? Was affair halfway there? Yeah. I wasn't looking for affair, ooh, but I can't stop it now because I'm halfway there.
Yeah, I just think he's 16 years old when they recorded this song. No 16-year-old is talking about having a new affair.
Right.
Like, the rest of the song I can completely buy into. You know, he's talking about, I didn't want to fall in love tonight, didn't mean to get myself in so tight. I get it, you know? The first line of the song says that he just got out of a bad situation. No, I'm not looking at the lyrics right now. And
you just have that committed to in your heart.
In my heart. And I'm feeling the story. It makes perfect sense, but it takes me out of it a little bit when it says, I didn't want to get into a new affair.
When you were younger, did you think, like, Joey Lawrence is falling for me now, that he's out of his bad situation?
I probably imagined that the potential was there.
There was just birds chirping. You were on some hilltop in the sun, arm in arm with J-Law himself.
I was probably dancing around in my room singing along like he was singing about me.
Yeah, absolutely. So the message of this song is exactly that. I just got out of a bad affair. I'm not ready to commit. I'm trying to like knock out babes left and right. And then here comes this new affair. And now I'm in love again, right back where I started.
Although I have to say, I don't think his intentions are that nefarious.
No. You know,
I don't think he's trying to like knock out babes left and right. I think he was just trying to keep to himself.
I think he's a teenage boy trying to put up numbers.
I'm looking at the lyrics though, Brad. I have to argue. I think he was just planning to have a good time and keep to himself. And then...
just him and his boys, him and the dumpy bunch hanging
he's
out.
He's so open-hearted that he meets this girl and she's just so great, he can't resist it.
Do you think that Joey Lawrence was the best-looking person to come out of Philadelphia? It's like him and Bradley Cooper, I think.
Let's not insult Tina Fey.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even thinking about the ladies that came out of Philly.
Yeah, you said the best-looking person.
I did.
And
I should have been more specific.
You should have been more specific, because I love Tina Fey, and I think she's cute.
Okay, well, then take that, Joey Lawrence. Tina Fey, better looking than you. All right. So, shall we move on to the next song?
Yes. Although with the last one, I just want to make it clear. I wrote down here, any boy band would have been lucky to have this song.
Oh, you know what? I do want to point out one more thing about this song.
Sure.
Musically, it goes into a key change, and it is like one of the most awkward key changes I've ever... It's like all of a sudden the song musically makes no sense and your brain gets scrambled.
And then it takes sounds like, fine again.
Yeah, it takes like 10 seconds to like re-acclimate to the weird key change.
You know, I noticed that too and I thought maybe it was just me.
No, that's definitely just a bizarre sounding series of chords that got mashed together.
Did you notice in both this video and the previous one, like the men that they feature as his crew are at least 10 years older than he is?
Oh, yeah. That's his security.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. That's who makes up the Dumpy Bunch is his security.
I hate that you're calling them that. I am not on board with the nickname at all.
No, I like it. I'm keeping to it. You can have your own opinions. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wow. Oh, baby. single off of this album was the love ballad Stay Forever, which neither of these two songs charted, or at the very least not in the little bit of information I could find. Evidently, Joey Lawrence is a rather personal guy who doesn't really put his info out there too much, which is probably good for him as far as longevity goes.
Yeah, he's had a fine career since. He did that cute sitcom with Melissa Joan Hart.
He's been in a handful of movies. He was just in, like, Dancing with the Stars, I think, a couple years. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But, so this song, Stay Forever, I feel like it is the exact same video, but sadder.
The exact same one as...
I just can't help. Just can't help myself, or whatever it's called. I can't help myself.
But that one is in the recording studio.
And so this is this one. It's just a candle-lit recording studio.
Oh, that's right. He's at the piano with candles.
It is same video but sadder. It's got more candles, fewer light bulbs, but it still has, like, the girl just, like, dancing by herself in all those shots.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Lawrence at the piano playing, like...
So actually, it's a combo of the other two.
Yeah, okay.
Because Nothing My Love Can't Fix has the dancing girl, but she's a roller skating dancer.
Was there no single dancing
There's
girl?
There's no lady dancer in the other song that I can't ever remember the actual name of.
Stay Forever?
No.
Or I Can't Help Myself.
I Can't Help Myself. There's no lady dancer in that one, but in Stay Forever you have the girl doing ballet. So
right.
It flips between shots of her doing ballet and him either sitting by, like, a rainy window or, like, looking off in the distance in a vest, no shirt. Or he's at the piano in that, like, military jacket.
It's like some sort of Navy, like, Michael Jackson-esque, I thought. Like, yes. I thought that he was trying to, like, cop his style. It's got, like, those epaulets on it.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Lawrence didn't serve, you know?
He was just a little boy.
He was just a little boy who found a gigantic jacket. Said, I don't need a shirt.
Someone said, people like MJ in this jacket. Let's put it on Joey Lawrence. He didn't make any of these choices for himself.
I love the idea that, like, it's too cold to go out without a jacket, but it's too warm to go out with anything else.
Yes, like, it's too cold to not have your jacket on, but it is too warm to wear a shirt.
But yeah, so this song, pretty standard ballad. Like, this could have been a New Kids song.
Absolutely. Or Take That.
Take That. One of my faves. One of my faves.
The video has that, like, classic ballad vibe to it. It's mostly black and white, you know. He's looking wistful. I believe him while he's singing. He just, like, he seems so genuine. I think it's lovely. I'm on board.
Point out something. I want to jump right back to Nothing My Love Can't Fix.
Okay.
And again, my favorite bit, the rap at the end. After he talks about the Philly Zoo and continues to go on his little rap bit. He says, "When I look at you, girl, my heart goes right into a whirl." And I can't tell you how much I appreciate, even though, like, that's not a particularly good rhyme.
I know exactly what
you're
going to
say. What I'm going to say. He avoided my least favorite rhyme scheme of all time. Girl and world. He somehow was able to work the word whirl into the song, which, thank you whoever wrote this song with Joey Lawrence.
Maybe Joey Lawrence came up with that part on his own.
He may have. I have a feeling he did the whole rap on his own. So,
I do have a couple of things to say about Stay Forever, though.
Yes, please.
I like the song.
Yeah.
I want to sing along to it. Like I said, I'm feeling it. It's genuine. It's very sweet.
I was singing it just this morning after we listened to it on YouTube.
However, I also would like to use this song to give some advice to the kids out there.
Okay.
He's 16 when they did this song, and it just made me feel like, settle down, kids.
He's going to feel totally different by the time he's like 17 and a half.
Because the lyrics are things like, I remember those endless nights and we'd look into each other's eyes. making everything all right and every kiss would go on for eternity. You know what? At 16, you don't need to be that focused on eternity. And he's like, I want to stay forever with you, feeling every heartbeat so close to mine, holding on to every breath. This is not realistic. This is a codependent relationship. And really, these kids need to focus on being their own people. And although it might be nice to be boyfriend and girlfriend, they don't need to be that close.
If a student submitted this to you as a work of poetry, what would your commentary be?
Well, of course, I would give her objective comments on the piece as a poem, because it's not my place to give her life advice based on a poem that she's giving me for a grade. So sure. You have to separate that. So I'd give her objective feedback. I'd look at the quality of the poem. I'd give her revision notes or whatever else was appropriate. But I would also find a way to have a chat with that young lady about, what's happened? Oh, what's happened in your life? Is this inspired by a true story?
What are your expectations for teenage romance?
I never dig in my students' business. I really, really don't, because I don't feel that that's appropriate. But you better believe if she happened to share with me that it was based on a real boyfriend, I would find a way to, politely and appropriately suggest that I really hope she's focusing on herself and her own goals and she's not too caught up in this, romance.
She doesn't have this unrealistic expectation for what the rest of her life is going to be like.
Right. I'd want to say, it's really nice to have a boyfriend as long as your relationship is healthy and respectful, but you guys are young. Give each other some space and explore your own interests. And that is the advice I'd like to go back and give to 16-year-old Joey Lawrence about this song, too.
Would you give that to 16-year-old you in a made-up 16-year-old relationship with 16-year-old Joey Lawrence?
I don't know that I needed it.
Ooh.
Well, I wasn't in a relationship with anyone when I was 16.
I didn't know you were going to brag so much about Let this go right to your head. Do you think being in a relationship with Joey Lawrence would have been just all like romance all the time?
Based on his songs that he put out, mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. If I take these songs as true, it would have been the romance of a lifetime.
My favorite line in Stay Forever is one that you started talking about. And every kiss would go on for eternity, because the idea of that sounds terrible.
Right. If you think about that literally, it seems like the worst.
Want a couple solid minutes of makeout, but like then I got to do things like get some water or have a bite to eat.
What if you have to go to the bathroom? No one wants to be kissing during that.
No, that sounds miserable. But I don't know what Joey Lawrence was into as a kid.
Hey, I would like to believe they were just hyperbolizing.
So he has not put out a follow-up album to this. He did release a couple of singles after this, but I'm trying to find the... Oh, no, he did have an album in 97 called Soulmates that I don't really think did anything. But then in 2011 and 2013, he put out a couple more singles. One's called Rolled. One's called Give It to Ya, acoustic. And in 2013 was Our Time.
I honestly want to listen to his, mid-2000s music.
Right.
And I also think it's worth noticing.
Yes, I've noticed.
I also think it's worth noting that he played Billy Flynn in Chicago.
Yes.
So he got to use his music and acting skills there, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, in the videos, he's constantly playing piano. But it's not one of those, like, he's obviously not actually playing his instrument. So I got to assume that, like, he's a legit piano player.
Yeah, it seemed for real in those videos.
He was keeping the tempo, and I don't know how piano chords look, but, like, they looked like...
And they were showing
both... He knew what he was doing.
Him and his fingers on the keys. At the same time. So it did seem like he was really playing the piano. And I have to say... Overall, after this experiment we've done here, I really respect Joey Lawrence and his musical talents.
Good for him. Yeah, no, absolutely. Good for him. He told TV Guide in 2008 that he was working on another album comprised mostly of ballads.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to assume that these three singles since 2011 were part of that as of yet unreleased. Who knows what 2017 will bring,
right.
But maybe maybe another Joey Lawrence love ballad.
Yeah, so. I hope so. I'm saying I didn't know he had music in the 2000s that was out. I'm going to listen to it today.
I listen to stuff off of Soulmates and, you know.
I'm in.
Enjoy is the word I'll use for that.
I mean, I know it's not the kind of music that you and I are typically into, but I could appreciate somebody's good work, even if it's not a genre
you know,
that
if
I
it's
usually
not
listen
like
to.
Entirely, like, terrible lyrics, I will probably enjoy it.
I have faith.
So I don't know, any final thoughts on this, this little walk back in time for you, Katie?
This was really fun.
Katie history, get to know a little bit about you and your youth.
I think it was fun. I think it actually changed my mind about my youthful musical tastes. Maybe they weren't as bad as I thought.
Maybe not.
Thank you, Joey Lawrence.
Thank you, Joey Lawrence.
Like three really fun, good songs.
Yes. Agreed. That is the fun. That was my fake gavel. This has been another episode of Decomposition Podcast. You can reach us at decompositionpod@gmail.com or decomp_pod at Twitter. If you have any comments, questions, if you have any song suggestions that we might want to go through. And in the meantime, you guys just chill till the next episode.